Oh, look, sir, you couldn't possibly have bought that watch in my store. We don't carry this make.
Well, a man in your store with a carnation in his lapel sold it to me. Why, he took it right out of his pocket. He had dozens of them there.
Jackpot loot. And selling them in my store. Tell me, by any chance was this man long and lean and slightly nuts?
Yep, that he was. Reminded me of a fellow who once talked to a rabbit, the 6-foot kind.
Woodruff speaking.
Hello, Mr. Woodruff. Say, this is Bill Lawrence. Look, Mr. Lawrence, I've kind of mixed up with a little jam here in Chicago. It's a silly thing, but the police want you to identify me. The lieutenant here, he doesn't believe I work for you.
Oh, he doesn't, eh?
No.
He doesn't believe, Put him on. A.J. Woodruff speaking. Lieutenant, I have no William J. Lawrence in my employ. Well, of course I'm positive. If I were you, I'd throw him in the pokey, tie the key to a jackrabbit's tail, and mail the rabbit to Siberia.
How'd you get me out of the hooskar, Hack? How did you know I was in there?
Well, look, for the 50th time, Flick Morgan called me.
He called you? Did he mention my ring?
For the 100th time, yes, and I wouldn't worry about it. He's an honest Joe.
Yeah, well, the people I talked to didn't seem to think so. I had to say Harry James. Why didn't I say Jackie Robinson or Aunt Jemima or somebody?
Don't worry, you'll get it straightened out, Bill.
Harry, you know, I've been through a lot the last couple of days. How about stopping someplace for a drink, huh? Just maybe one little one for the road?
You've already had 10 roads.
Okay, now stop lecturing me. Hank, did I tell you tonight's my anniversary?
Yeah, pal, 40 times.
Right, right.
That's why you're going home and celebrate with Amy. That's why you bought her the roses you're carrying.
But I can't go home. I'm fired. Did I tell you I'd been fired, Hank?
Yeah, Woodruff told me and I told you.
That is correct. I've been fired. I had to answer that telephone. Now, why are these roses shaking their heads at me? Now, they would have answered it, too.
Now, easy, pal.
Easy,
take
pal.
It easy.
Oh, take it easy, pal.
Now, look, Bill. The thing for you to remember is to be very gay and happy and don't tell Amy a thing.
Right. Trust me.
Well, we're running low on gas. I guess we ought to stop for some.
Well, buy me a glass. I'll drink it. That's a pretty good one.
Oh,
isn't it?
Very funny.
Happy anniversary, Mother.
Children, go upstairs.
Go on upstairs, children. Hi, Tommy. Hi, fellas.
What's the matter with you, Dad?
He wasn't drinking sarsaparilla.
Go to bed, children. Go on, go on.
Mother, apply alcohol to his forehead and rub it in gently, and then take a mustard plaster and place it on his back.
Phyllis!
Well, if it can cure rheumatism, it sure can cure what ails Dad.
Amy, these roses are for you. Hiya, Mother. How about a little celebration, huh?
Seems to me you've done your celebrating, overdone it.
Well, Mother, it's our anniversary. Say, is that the same fella playing the piano that was here when I left?
The same.
What's he trying to do, beat it into a second-hand piano and then get a cut-rate price or something? Hey, Spike Jones! Hey, make with the washtub, huh?
There was a string quartet accompanying him last night. Too bad you missed it.
Well, it's too bad we couldn't have him here tonight. We could have a celebration. Come on, Mother, now let's have a little celebration.
Bill, where have you been?
Shh! Secret. Hank told me not to tell you.
Oh, so Hank was in on it.
Well, sure. Well, if it hadn't been for Hank, I'd still be in jail. Oh. No, no. You're not going to trick me. No, you're not.
Why don't you lie down and rest, Bill?
Who, me? No, come on. Let's have a libation, Mother.
I don't want anything, Father.
You don't want anything, Father? What? Are you a toe-teetler?
Please sit down.
I think I'd better sit down, yes. Hey, isn't this my favorite easy chair? Who cut the back legs off it?
Leslie. It needed to be cut down, so he did it.
Well, for what? Am I a midget?
Now, don't get excited. It was completely wrong. It threw the whole room off balance.
Threw it off balance, huh? I believe I'm going to throw Leslie off balance.
Bill, really?
What? What did I do? You let him amputate my favorite chair, he changes the living room into a funeral parlor, and besides, you feed him roast glass under duck, and poor me, what do I get? A kippered smothered in herring. And you stick up for him.
Yes, I stick up for him because you're wrong. You stay out for several nights, goodness knows where. Come home drunk. Oh, by the way, how is Hilda?
Hilda is the best friend a man ever had.
Good. Because you're going to need a friend. We're through.
Hello. Is your father at home?
No, ma'am.
Your mother?
Well, she is. Hey, is that picture you're carrying for us?
Oh, yes.
I don't think we're taking anything more.
What is it you wish, Miss Jones?
Oh, hello, Mrs. Lawrence.
My husband isn't here.
May I come in, please?
Certainly. Tommy, you may leave. Run along and play.
Oh, okay, Mom.
I have the portrait here.
Oh, so there is a portrait.
Oh, yes. Yes, I hope you will like it.
Well, I don't think it matters very much whether I like it or not.
Oh, I think when you see it, you change your mind. You will find it does matter.
Oh, it's of me.
Well, yes, Billy wanted to surprise you. He wanted to give it to you himself, but when I went to the Woodruff store to find him, they told me he does not work there any longer.
Yes, that's true.
Will Bill be home soon?
I wouldn't know. I doubt it.
Oh, so it is like that, huh?
Yes, I'm afraid it is. But thank you very much for the portrait. It's really very nice.
I'm glad you like it. Now I have to go. My train, she leaves in half an hour, and my taxi is waiting.
I'll see you to the door. Goodbye, Miss Jones. And thank you again.
Not at all. Oh, Leslie!
Mrs. Lawrence.
Yes, Leslie.
You'll be very sorry to hear that I'm leaving. For my work, I require an atmosphere of rhythm and harmony. Wait for me, Hilda. I'm going with you. Goodbye, dear Mrs. Lawrence. And you have my deepest sympathy.
Mr. Lawrence, I presume?
No, I'm his mother-in-law. Goodbye.
Won't you come in? I'm Mrs. Lawrence.
Pritchett is my name, of the law firm of Hammerhill and Pritchett. I've come to see Mr. Lawrence.
He isn't here.
Yes, I know. I talked with Hank Summers. Mr. Lawrence is on his way home. May I wait?
Of course. Go right in the den.
Thank you.
Mother, that man's a lawyer. I heard everything he said. Are you and Daddy really going to get
Phyllis,
it?
Please.
Well, I want to find out.
Phyllis, no questions.
Mother.
You too, Tommy. Run along, children.
Oh, all right, if you don't want to take us into your confidence. Tommy, which one will you choose, Mother or Dad?
I'm not going to choose anybody. I'm going to stay right here with all this loot. Hey, what's the matter with everybody?
Hello, Amy. Mind if I come in? I packed the wrong stuff in my bag. I just came to get some of the stuff I need.
Go right ahead. Mr. Pritchett, the lawyer, is waiting in the den.
Oh, all right, Amy.
Mr. Lawrence?
Yeah, well, whatever my wife told you is true. I'm not going to contest anything.
No, please, Mr. Lawrence.
All right. Now, just say what you've got to say and get it over with. Don't expect me to be calm about it.
Mr. Lawrence, I don't know what domestic difficulties you're having, nor can I be of any assistance to you. I'm here solely on behalf of my client, Mr. Franklin Laswell Morgan.
Mr. who?
Franklin Laswell Morgan. Flick.
Flick Morgan? What's that cheap crook done with my diamond ring?
Unfortunately, he lost it. But you're going to be paid for your ring in cash. Here.
I'm sorry to interrupt.
You're not. Our business is done. But I think you'd better take a look at your husband. He appears to be in a state of shock. Good day.
Hey, Amy. Amy, look at this. $5,000.
Where did you get it?
Flick Morgan, a Chicago racketeer.
Oh, what for?
I don't know. I think I kept the code.
The code?
Yeah, honey, do you realize what this means? We can use this to take care of the taxes. This will get us back on our feet again. We're out of the woods, honey.
Wonderful. And all the time I thought Mr. Pritchett was your lawyer.
Oh, you thought he was my lawyer? I thought he was your... Oh, darling, I love you.
I couldn't live without you, Bill.
Am I interrupting something?
Well, what do you want, Woodruff?
Oh, I want to talk to you.
Well, Bill. I don't want to talk to you.
Oh, now, look, Bill. What I told the police was just a joke.
Oh, it's just a joke, huh? That's your idea of a joke. Well, this is mine, right square on the button.
Oh, dear. I'd better get the smelling salts.
I'll get it.
The phone, Bill, the phone. Up on those stairs.
All right. Hello?
Hello, hello, Bill. This is Hank. Look, Bill, I want to give you a tip. You can haul Woodruff up for a raise. He's on his way over to your place. Yeah, you got the job, vice president. Fred lasted one day.
Mr. Woodruff? Mr. Woodruff!
Be careful. The phone books. Oh, poor darling. Hear the smelling salts. How'd you make out?
Pack the trunks. We've got 3 weeks vacation.
No. How on earth did you manage?
I just put my foot down. I said, AJ, I've got to have 2 weeks vacation.
Or what?
Or I never got that far. He said, Bill. He calls me Bill now.
Oh.
He said, Bill, take three. Say, Amy, don't you think maybe we ought to tell that piano player to go home?
I've tried for days. I don't know how to tell him in Italian. He doesn't speak English.
Hey, Axel Stordahl, why don't you get lost?
No speak English.
You don't beat it, and I'll give you the piano.
Oh, thanks, Plug. Why didn't you say that a week ago?
Yeah.
Ah, now we can fly to New York.
No. We better go to the country.
But New York.
I'll get it. Hello?
Mr. William Lawrence?
Yeah, this is William Lawrence.
This is the Federal Broadcasting System. Will you be home tonight between 9 and 10 o'clock?
Hey, Amy, it's another jackpot.
Don't answer. Don't talk. Do anything, but don't answer.
Hello? Federal Broadcasting?
Yes.
Willie doesn't live here anymore. Come on, darling. We're going on our vacation. We're going to the country where there's no telephone, no radio, no modern conveniences, except a few of the old-fashioned ones.
And I'm an old-fashioned girl. I always do what my husband says. So, we're flying to New York.
Our thanks to you, Miss Truman and Mr. Stewart. Our stars will return in just a moment. Next week, the Screen Directors Playhouse presents its radio adaptation of the 20th Century Fox production of The Captain from Castile. And our stars will be Douglas Fairbanks and Paula Morgan, and our guest director, Henry King. And now, here again are tonight's stars, Miss Margaret Truman and James Stewart.
You start in the motion picture jackpot and are familiar with all its creators. How about telling us something about its director, Walter Lang?
Well, that'd be a great pleasure, Margaret. One of the happiest experiences in my career was working with Walter Lang. And as a matter of fact, I guess everyone else who worked on the picture had the same happy time. We really hit the jackpot when we drew him as our director. Walter is a combination of warmth and understanding and has an extraordinary sense of humor. Ladies and gentlemen, a very great director, Mr. Walter Lang.
Thank you, Margaret and Jimmy. Personally, I've gotten a great thrill out of listening to both of your performances. And I'll wager there are a great many more people who feel just the same way. On behalf of the Screen Directors Playhouse, I'd like to extend an invitation to both of you to come back anytime. We hope real soon. Thanks again, and good night.
Good night, Waller.
Good night, everyone.
Jackpot was presented through the courtesy of 20th Century Fox, makers of the Darrell F. Zanuck Technicolor production, On the Riviera, starring Danny Kaye and Gene Tierney. Margaret Truman will next be heard on The Big Show on NBC, Sunday, May 6th. Jimmy Stewart will soon be seen in the Cecil B. DeMille Technicolor production for Paramount Studios, The Greatest Show on Earth. Included in tonight's cast were Don Bender, Ann Diamond, Jeffrey Silver, Eddie Marr, Jerry Hausner, Bill Boucher, Jim Backus, Betty Lou Gerson, Sidney Miller, Ed Max, and Stan Waxman. Jackpot was adapted for radio by Jack Rubin from the screenplay written by Phoebe and Henry Efron on an original story by John McNulty. Screen Director's Playhouse is produced by Howard Wiley and directed by Bill Karn. Portions of tonight's program were transcribed. This is Jimmy Wallington speaking and inviting you to listen next week when Screen Director's Playhouse presents The Captain from Castile, starring Douglas Fairbanks and Paula Morgan, with Screen Director Henry King. Listen again next week to Screen Director's Playhouse, one of the weekly features on NBC's All-Star Festival of Comedy, Music, Mystery, and Drama. Listen tomorrow evening to the one and only Duffy's Tavern, the Friday night feature of the All-Star Festival.